Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum, God's done it. Hi guys, welcome to my very first episode of the Redemption Podcast. Woo! Okay, in all honesty, if I'm being honest, this is not the first podcast I've recorded. I've been trying to do this for like years, maybe since like 2020. I am so nervous right now, like you don't even understand, but honestly, I don't even know what to say, because I've like done a first episode so many times, never have taken it out, but now I feel like for some reason I'm ready. Like I feel like God is like really pushing me. This is my cat in the background. Hi Safari, she loves attention, she's saying hi. But yeah, I feel like right now in this moment, I am ready. I feel like this is what God is like calling me to. It's what he's pushing me to. Like I said, I've been thinking about this podcast since 2020, like around Corona, maybe a little before Corona. I've been thinking about making a podcast and I've just never had like the goal or like the audacity to like actually go for it full fledged. I have such a fear of failure, and I think that's why God is like really pushing me, because my faith needs to be bigger than my fear of failure. Like faith is bigger than rejection, faith is bigger than fear. So I'm stepping out on faith right now and just recording this. I guess I'll start, since it's like the first episode, the whole premise of this podcast is just like my personal diary and my personal journey of how God is bringing me through and how God has brought me through. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to this, because I've learned like depression is not universal, but really universal. Like anxiety, like what the devil says, his tactics are so, it's so simple. Like it's so tried and true and tired. Like everyone is going through the same thing in different formats. And so I feel like we're all struggling the same, you know, and if God can bring me and y'all will get to know me, if God can literally save a wrench like me, like a dirty, dirty rag like me, then there's hope for anybody, like truly. And I'm hoping that this will also bring me closer to him and give me more clarity and, you know, just kind of help my journey through deliverance. So that is why I am doing this podcast right now. That's the whole reason that I'm on here. Okay, so I guess I want to take like an account of my life and I don't want to share my testimony yet. That's the thing, because I feel like I'm still in my testimony season. So I don't want to get through like the whole testimony, because there's going to be more added onto it and a lot of editing, because you know, God is the author of my life, not me. I'm learning that. So, and I feel like that chapter is not done yet. So it's not really like a testimony, I guess. It's more like a progress report, a progress check, I would say. Okay, so like I said, I wanted to start this podcast in 2020. In 2020, I was a sophomore in college. I wanted literally to kill myself so bad. I was depressed. I was on drugs. I was strung out, tired. Like, I literally just wanted to sleep my whole life away. All I wanted to do was just get high and go to sleep and just ignore the world. And again, literally just like every time something would happen, I'd be like, bro, I just need to kill myself. Like, I just need to die. Like, I can't live like this. Like, life has no meaning. Life is meaningless. I just had no hope. Like, quite literally, like, everything was gray. Like, I don't know how to explain it other than, like, life was just gray. There was no excitement. There was no happiness. There was no, like, you know, like, when you were a kid and you would get so excited for, like, the field trips, or, like, you would get so excited for Christmas, or, like, there was something in life that brought color. Like, even just going out to hang out with your friends, and, like, when you thought about your future, and, like, you know, like, there was an excitement, there was color in your life. There was something that you were, like, really looking forward to that would bring you joy. Like, you know, you had, like, a purpose. And I felt like at that time, I was what, like 18, 19, 20, maybe 20. I don't know. Honestly, some of that time is like all a blur because I was just really heavy on drugs. So I can't really remember like specific details, but I think I was like 19 or 20. Life was just gray. Like there was no excitement. There was not a single thing that I was really looking forward to. The only thing I was looking forward to was just getting high. The only thing that I was looking forward to was just like going to sleep and just like drowning the world out and isolating myself. Like all I wanted to do was just get high and be by myself and go to sleep and listen to music and like, you know, and I would come up with like these, I have like maladaptive daydreaming. So like that was also in this a form of escapism, and I'm trying to like get over that now too. I still deal with that a little bit, but I would just get high and just like just dream of another world, like, you know, like I'm just so in my head. Like I would just lay in bed and think of so many different realities, and like that's it. Like I didn't want to go hang out with friends, I didn't want to go do anything, I didn't want to date, I didn't really, I just wanted to live in my fantasy world high and then just go to sleep. Like that was like the exciting part of the day for me, is when I could just get high. So that honestly produced a lot of bitter fruit, not gonna lie. Like I said, I was just super suicidal. I was just super doped up. I was so like just depleted. Like there was no hope in my heart for anything. I didn't even hope for the next day. I was so lost. I was so scared. I had so much anxiety. I would have panic attacks all the time. Like everything, I always felt like I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I also had anxiety about like my situation, because I'm not joking, it felt like I slept for like 3 years of my life. And I would always just be like, bro, like I'm sleeping away my youth. I'm not doing anything productive. Like, you know, like I look a mess, like everything. And that would also give me so much anxiety, because it's like, everyone is out living their lives. Everyone is out, like, and I'm literally just in the bed. And I literally just, like, don't even have the energy to do anything. I wasn't eating. All I was doing was just drugs. And so I wasn't eating. I wasn't drinking water. I wasn't, like, so I was super skinny. And I just looked like what I was going through. Like, you know, and then that also, like, gave me so much insecurity and so much, like, it just gave me so much heartache. And, like, y'all know, like, depression, like, my hygiene was trash. And, like, it was just so bad. It was just so bad. And I just literally would just wake up every day like with so much anxiety. And I would hate the situation that I was in, but I didn't know how to fix it. Like I would wake up every day hating myself for still being in that bed, for still like not even being able to get up and comb my hair and brush my teeth. And like I would hate myself so bad. And I carried so much shame and so much just like self-anguish for myself. Like how did I allow myself to get to this point? And then like I would be so ashamed of myself, but I didn't know how to fix it. Like I couldn't fix it. Like then the next day I'm still back in that bed, and then I would just hate myself all over again. And it was literally like such a vicious cycle. And I went through that for like maybe 2 years, 3 years. And I would go to therapy and stuff, and like people, they would give me like the therapist and stuff, they would give me advice, but it's like I am a person that, and I think this is a gift from God. Not I think, this is like one thing God has given me, is like I'm a very realistic and self-reflective person. So it's like I know that this is causing that. I just don't know how, and I might even know like this is causing that and I need to do this to fix it. I just would not be able to do it. Like quite literally, I know exactly the steps that I need to get done. I know exactly what is wrong with me. I just cannot get myself to do it. Like that was like the problem, and that would make me hate myself more, because it's one thing to not know, but it's like I literally know what's going on with myself, and I cannot for the life of me save it. Like I cannot save myself. It's like I know where the life raft is, I know how to put the life vest on, I just won't do it. I just continue to drown. I hope you don't hear that baby crying in the background. That's my neighbor, she's like outside the door. But it was just like, I was just so frustrated with myself. Like I just could never understand. And now I get like, I'm not the person that changes me. God is the person that changes me. Because now, I'm not joking, like in a span of, I found God, I really like got serious about God a year ago. But it was a couple times that God had came knocking on my door. But since I really found God and like have accepted him in 1 year, this might seem like a small feat, but hear me out. I shower every single day, twice a day sometimes, okay? I brush my teeth and wash my face 2 times a day, every day. My home is clean, okay? There's not a dish in the sink. I sweep. I even have a cat. I clean her litter box every single freaking day. I take her to the vet. I wake up on time and early. I make breakfast. I started cooking. I was a girl that was eating out every single day and was like barely could finish a burger. Now I am actually cooking healthy things. I went to the gym for the first time yesterday and I woke up again today and I went to the gym. Stop playing. Like, and it might, those, like, I cleaned out my closet and y'all, oh my God, like literally my closet has been one of my biggest nightmares since I got depressed. Like, and I moved like 2 or 3 times. I moved with the clutter. I'm not joking. Like every time I would move, my closet would be unbearable. Like I would be so embarrassed. Every time someone came, like I would have anxiety that they would open up my closet. Like it was that bad. And now all glory to God, my closet is clean. Like I want to have people over just so they can see my house. Everything is organized. Like literally the linen closet, like every part of my house now is organized. Every part of it is clean. I am like taking care of myself. Like, you know, and to most people that might seem like, you know, that's regular, like what's the big deal? But again, only God knows what I have come from, and only people that like have been through that kind of deep depression and stuff, only y'all will understand how much of a feat, how much of a mountain that is to overcome. Like, you know, I also struggle a lot with the spirit of rejection, and that's why I'm praying like God is going to deliver me, and I feel like this podcast is going to help me do that deliverance. But I struggle so much with the spirit of rejection, like it, you know, I don't even want to give it, like, I don't want to amp it up because I don't want to give it any power or anything. But so when it comes to love, I saw a video today and like it almost broke me down, but I was at work and the girl was basically saying like, you're not afraid of love, you're afraid that you will be your most vulnerable and it still won't be enough. And that, like, even now, like, that brings tears into my eyes. And I was telling God, it's like, my biggest fear is because I grew up in a performative household. Like, you know, I never thought that my parents loved me unconditionally. I never, you know, and not to like shade my parents, we have a really good relationship now, but the truth is the truth, you know. I just have to be honest. It's just a very performative, you know, I come from immigrant parents, so everything, like, I felt like their love was always based on what I did, what my grades were, if I cleaned, if I did this, like, it just never felt like I could be a kid, you know? It always just, and I'm the oldest, so it just always felt like I had to perform and I always had to do good and be good to be loved. And like, love, I don't really have daddy issues. I guess I have mommy issues. And again, like, me and my mom have a great relationship now, so, you know? But even with her, it just was such a a tumultuous relationship growing up. And it was a lot of back and forth. And I was wrong and she was wrong. Like, you know, we both take 50% of the blame. I'm not going to put it all on her. But my relationship to love was just always, it felt like I had to earn it. And like every time I messed up, I feel like I have to get punished and I have to like go through trials and I have to like go through tribulation and I have to like grovel and stuff in order for me to be truly forgiven. And so like even with this walk with God, like that's one of the things that like even now is like so crazy for me to wrap my head around, is the fact that like he just loves unconditionally. Like I don't even know what that means. Like what does that mean, unconditional love? Like I'm still praying for an answer to that, like, because it doesn't make sense to me. Like how can you love me and I'm so dirty and like, you know, like I haven't done anything and like I don't know, like, what do you mean? Like, what does that mean? Like, how can you do that? Like, it just feels like I'm breaking a rule or something to just accept, like, such a love like that. Like, I don't know. And he's taking me through the process of accepting his love, and it's not an easy process at all. But so, I say all that to say, like, my relationship with love, just period, is just very tumultuous, and I feel like even with men, I try to like have such a wall up. Just with people in general, I try to have such a wall up of like, I don't need love. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm big, big bad wolf. Like, you know, like whatever. But in reality, it's like I am honestly so scared that, like, with friends, with family, with a man, with God, especially, like, what if I am, like, truly so this is gonna get me excused. You know what? This is my letter to God, I guess. I don't know. Someone needs to hear it. But it's like, what if I'm just so honest and so vulnerable and, like, as authentically me as I possibly can be? And what if that's not enough at the end of the day? Like, what if I give my all and I do my best and I put my whole heart into it and it's still not enough? Like, I don't know how to deal with that kind of heartache or heartbreak, and, like, my biggest fear is going back to what I used to be, you know? And I feel like that kind of situation would just break me, would just break me so bad. But it's also, like, such a fear because, like, I want someone to love me like that, you know? Like, if I'm being honest, I would love to have a love where I could just be, like, authentically me, where I didn't have to perform, where I didn't have to, like, beg for love, where it could just come and find me. You know, like, that would feel so good, but that is, like, the most scariest thing in the world. And, like, even when it comes to God, it's like, what if I fully submit, and what if I do something and it makes him hate me? Or, like, what if I do something and it passes the line of grace, or it passes the line of forgiveness, or, like, you know? Because at this point in my life, I feel like all I have is God. And I know that the only reason I'm in this position is because of him. And it's like, what if one day I do something and I lose him? Or what if he gets mad at me? Or, like, what if I just screw up? And what if I just, like, mess up? I don't know how I would deal with that. Because can you imagine God turning his back on you? Like, that is, like, the ultimate, like, rejection. Like, you know? And, like, oh my God. That's, like, such a fear of mine. Like, and that's something that I'm praying. Like, I'm praying that one day I can do an episode and I can just be, like, I'm healed of this. Like, because everyone says, like, his love is so eternal. Like, it will never leave nor forsake you. You know, that as long as you have faith, like, God is always going to be with you. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, you know? That's what he says, and I desperately want to believe it so bad. Because I feel like if I can just have one person, like, if it's only just God that loves me like that, then I'll be okay. You know, like, I can make it, but I just want to, like, experience real love before I die. You know? Like, at least just one time, like, just one person, like, to just genuinely feel like they love me. And if I can have God on my side and I can, like, be confident in that, I feel like nothing can stop me, you know? And, like, I'm just really trying to work on that. And I think that's also why I've been, like, so hesitant on this podcast, is because it's the same thing. Like, what if I put my all into this? What if I put, like, I drop episodes and I try and then I get rejected? Like, I don't know. But I also have to learn, like, rejection is part of life, and, like, I can't keep hiding myself off the fear of rejection, because then the fear wins, you know? And fear can't win this one. Like, it has to be God. So I guess that's, like, the point of this podcast, honestly. it's just my journal, and it's just me getting over my fears of rejection. It's just me getting delivered. It's just me getting closer to God. It's just me coming on here and talking about what I've learned this week from God and what this week has taught me, and I guess getting more in depth about my life. What happened? Oh, I thought it, girl, I thought this turned off. I was supposed to be so mad. I guess it's my sign that it's to go. Maybe this is God telling me that's enough, but that's what I want to do with this podcast, is just come every week and just be real, raw, and honest. And just, I guess, write a letter to God. I don't know. If anyone is out here listening, because this is my very first episode, and like, as much as I want to think that it's going to blow up, probably won't. But if it's just one person out there listening, hi. Hi. Thank you for listening so much. And hopefully we can continue this. But I love you all. I love God more. Thank you so much. And just have a good night, I guess. Bye.